This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are featuring the guys and gals from the Tour de Donut and Rib Fest. Staunton is the place to be this weekend. They're going to have a whole bunch of ribs. And bikers eating donuts to take time off their time. Ryan Osepic, Staunton Mayor Craig Newhouse, and Kara Dexheimer are here. We'll have our conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you. Our guest this week, Kara Dexheimer for the Tour de Donut and representing the Staunton Rib Fest. It's Ryan Osepic and Craig Niehaus. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning. This is the first time you've been on the program with me. You've dodged me
with
several
you,
years.
Yeah.
Several
I did it a few years ago and
yeah,
embarrassed myself, but we'll do it again.
There you go. And we are here. It's hard to believe Rib Fest is here. Rib Fest and the Tour de Donut is here. It's this Saturday.
Exciting times.
It is. It is. Let's do it chronologically here because it starts off early in the morning with the Tour de Donut. Kara, tell us a little bit about this year's tour.
All right. Well, we're excited for this year's tour. Race starts at 9. We've got 6,500 donuts on order. We have over 1,100 bikers registered, and registration is still open. It will be open until Friday at noon. So you can register at bikereg.com and look up Tour de Donut in Staunton. That is where you register.
The bike ride, the route the same as previous years?
Yeah,
or have
same
you changed
route.
It up again?
Same route through Macoupin County, from Staunton through Mont Olive, up toward Litchfield on 66, mm-hmm. Over to Eagerville, through Bonneld, White City, and back to Staunton. So you get a nice view of Macoupin County there.
And you have to take on Resi Road, don't you?
Yes.
Ooh.
And the Bonneld Bottoms.
If the hills don't get you, you're doing okay. So, but this is a concept, the Tour de Donut, that amazes me because it was just a simple concept about, well, let's have a bike ride. People eat donuts, they'll take it off their time and to bring people in. And this has really caught on fire. It really has.
Yeah, there are several other ones. There's actually three or four more, too, in other states. Ohio, Texas, and California have one now.
There you go. So, but it starts off early in the morning. And what's really cool is when the bike riders go through downtown because they get engulfed in the smoke of ribs. And it kind of whets their appetite a little bit for after the race. And, Ryan, this is where you come in because that afternoon is the Rib Fest. And tell us a little bit about this year's Rib Fest.
Well, this year is the 9th annual Staunton Rib Fest.
That's hard to believe. 9 years?
Yes. It's amazing. Just like to give a shout-out to the originators, Don Beckenstedt, Nelson Gurman, Gina Greving. They started this a long time ago. Jim McKay, too, I think, was in on that. We've got some bands on the docket. 10:30 to 12:30, we'll have the Tone Rangers, and that's Pete Sansone, Greg Briskovich, and Mike Belovich. 1 o'clock to 4:30, we'll have the Rodeo Clowns featuring the Men in Heat Horns, Mike Pintar and friends.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we'll have Burning Sky, a tribute to Bad Company, and local hero Alan Hanner's in that band, so come on out for him.
Okay.
And 7:30 to 11:30, we've got Joe Dirt and the Dirty Boys, and that's Gillespie's own Mark Quinn will be in that band, so come out and show some support. Also, give a shout-out to On the Bus Sound Systems. They're going to provide sound Saturday.
That's pretty cool, though. The bands that you've mentioned all have local ties. I mean, Men in Heat, they've been playing Staunton for years. Mike Belovich, have a band he'll play. this is, he'll probably kill me if he heard that one. But you've kept it local. And that says a lot about the talent around the Staunton area that you can pick bands like this.
Yeah, definitely. And this year we've got Joe Dirt is a big St. Louis cover band, and we've got them. So,
and
it's
of
good
course,
stuff.
And of course, if you don't like ribs, there are other avenues here. But let's first talk about the ribs here. I'm hearing numbers over 60 cookers this
year.
Yes,
this year we have 65 teams competing for the title. Last year we had 60, so tons of ribs to sell. And leading into that, the rib dinners will start at 5:30 p.m. And for $10, you get 6 ribs, baked beans, slaw, and bread. And, as usual, you get to pick which cooker's ribs you like, and you can eat those. While supplies last, of course.
While supplies last. And I remember the first year, it sold out. And
supplies did not last.
30 minutes, because it was like a concept. It's like, oh, it's a cool concept, and then it just sold out. You didn't realize the turnout that was going to happen, and this sucker's been growing year after year.
What do we have, 900 dinners? Is that what they went through?
Yeah, it was 900 and something dinners we sold last year, hoping to top that by a little bit.
900 dinners. That's a lot of dinners. Yeah. And Greg, being mayor of Staunton, this has got to be good because you've got 2 weekends, and I'll throw the homecoming in because it was fairly recently.
Yeah, the firemen's.
You've got 2 big events that brought in a lot of people into the Staunton area, and that's got to be good for the city.
Yeah, it's very good. Anytime we do one of these events, whether it's these two, the art fair, just bringing people into town is always a good thing for the economy.
And it's amazing to me, and we were talking about this before we went on the air, this has kind of developed and started a rash of cook-offs, whether it's wing, ribs, or around the area. So you guys have hit something that has really taken flight, Ryan.
Yeah, people love it.
And tell us a little bit, this helps out the Chamber of Commerce.
Actually, this year it's the City of Staunton.
Oh, sorry.
And This was mainly made to support local businesses.
Okay.
And here's our local businesses.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We've got R&B's serving Angus burgers, pulled pork, hot dogs, brats, barbecue, wings, and drinks, and mixed drinks, and Coors products. We've got Schweppes Riverfish Lounge with buffalo, Alaskan white, catfish, fries, bottled water, and soda.
Can't beat their fish. They got good fish.
Good stuff.
Good fish.
El Indio, authentic Mexican restaurant. We'll have tacos, nachos, enchiladas, cheeseburgers, tamales, soda, water, Mexican beer, American beer, and the high-in-demand margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
And Max B. Mullins and Mayfield Landscaping. We'll have grilled corn on the cob, grilled vegetable kebabs, pork burgers, pulled pork, soda, and water.
Okay.
And Mr. T's will have Anheuser-Busch products, as usual.
Mike always loves this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Mike always loves this weekend.
It's a good one for him.
Don't forget. Now, wait a minute. Don't forget Mr. T's lemonade, too.
Oh, the lemonade,
yes. Because he does
sell a lot of lemonade.
He does have regular lemonade and then other lemonade. But he does. They do a dynamite job with the lemonade.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's wonderful stuff. And one more vendor. We've got Get Her Done selling apparel uptown. So stop by his place, too. It'll be right next to his competition stand.
I had a friend of mine that lives in Hillsboro that came to Staunton for the Rib Fest, and she got a shirt, and it was clever. It had barbecue splats all over it. I got sauce at the Staunton Rib Fest, and she just laughed, and she still wears it to this day.
Nice.
So, but how long does this take to put this on? Is it a full year that you guys
usually? February, March, we start planning, and there's a lot of, you know, volunteers to scrape up and
probably
donations
what, over,
to receive.
Over both events, over 200 some.
Yeah, I have 170 for the tour right
wow.
now.
And we've got about 70.
170
yeah. volunteers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this, it doesn't get put on unless the volunteers, and that's a huge thank you to everybody. And they're from all over different towns and wherever.
And the volunteers consist of, you mentioned the tour, raising the stop signs for traffic.
The bells.
The bells. Wristbands. Judges. Exactly.
That's another thing we'll mention, the judge raffle. That's another thing to volunteers do. We'll have one judge position open with a raffle. $1 a ticket or 10 tickets for $5.
Okay.
Sign up.
Okay. How many judges this year?
There'll be a lucky 13.
they're in for it. They're in for it.
It's a good time.
It is. It is. And it,
Tobin knows.
Was it 9 years now?
Yeah.
My God. I need to get a better agent. No. But no, this is just a tremendous idea that just really caught on fire. And it's a fun atmosphere. It promotes the downtown area. It promotes the bike ride. It ties into that perfectly. And what a better way to promote Staunton and the downtown area, because you know this as well as I do. The downtown area has seen some improvements. You've got new lighting that is going up right now. I don't know if that project is still ongoing or where we're at on it, but you've got new downtown lights. You had the project that renovated the storefronts, repainted the fronts of the building. You've got a lot going on downtown, and that's a good thing to have, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we did a section of the street, too, a few years ago. But, yeah, any event we can have downtown and showcase your downtown, you know, and bring people down there, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
We started another one about a month ago, Wing Fest, with the Shriners. Anytime I get a group that volunteers to help promote, you know, them and people coming into Staunton, is always a good thing.
And the Wing Fest, despite the rain, it ended up doing okay, didn't it?
I think the kids love the rain the most. They didn't even come in. They played in the rain the whole time and that. So, yeah, and that event is kind of a we're trying to turn that into a family event where there is kids' games and some music and food, where this deal here, the bike race is probably a family event, but the Rib Fest is pretty much an adult event.
And they all have fun, and there really hasn't been any problems, have they?
No.
You know.
No, no major problems
at all.
And
that's incredible. That's incredible. And it's hard to believe it's Saturday. It's downtown Staunton. Come out early, see the bikers go through and make their way through downtown, and then go out and look at the cookers and make sure that they're grilling the ribs appropriately. And the music entertainment, top notch again this year. You've done a tremendous job, Ryan.
Oh, thanks. That's Craig too, though.
All of you guys have.
I think a lot of the draw is actually walking around and just seeing the different cookers.
Mm-hmm.
Someone may have a barbecue grill and some may have a stainless steel 20-foot cooker. So I think that's a lot of it too, just to see how people, you know, cook their ribs and prepare it. And
looking at the forecast, sunny and 87, you couldn't ask for a better day for not only the bike ride, but for the Rib Fest. You couldn't ask for a better day.
Yes, your phone just made my day.
And we were talking about, too, if you do get a little rain, which we've had a few showers over the years, it's not a muddy surface. You're on concrete, so it's really the rain goes away, which some people want a little rain that day.
Now, you mentioned 65 cookers.
Man.
How far down Main Street are you going to go with this? Because, I mean, you went all the way down to what? A little past Sullivan's last year.
Yeah.
We'll be almost to the end of Laurel Street where Napa is, and then we'll be to the end of Edwardsville Street by the post office, end to end.
Is it your goal to make it all the way to St. Michael's?
I don't know.
All the way to Pinell.
Wow.
But it is fun. You've got a lot for everyone to deal with. If you don't like ribs, you've got, like you mentioned, R&B's. They'll have their products. You've got Mexican. It's a wide variety. You've got your donuts on order. That's hard to believe. And it's just hard to believe that it's already here and going to be here this weekend. Traffic, I guess, what? When does traffic on Main Street shut down?
Traffic, we're shutting some of it down about quarter till 9 on a couple of the roads. But on Main Street, I'd say at 6 in the morning. 6 in the morning, these cookers really come in and start setting up. And it takes about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to set up everybody's cookers and all the, you know, anything on Main Street.
And you have your annual rib drop, don't you, for all the cookers?
The passing of the ribs?
Yes.
That'll be at 9:30 if you'd like to see that spectacle.
Bill brings them straight down.
He brings them. He forklifts them up on to the middle of Main Street, and we distribute, and then it's time to cook.
And then one thing, you know, I've been asked about, you know, what type of ribs win this thing. I can't say because the judges change and the tastes change. So one year it may be a spicy rib that wins it. The next year it may be a more smoky rib. And the following year it's a sweeter rib. I mean, it changes. There's no
exactly.
There's no key to win this thing.
Just make them good.
Absolutely, and they have been good. There have been quite a few really, really good ribs.
We haven't had a winner twice, right?
No, not yet.
In 8 years.
That means the judges are doing their jobs. So that's good. And the cookers all have fun, it seems to me.
It's a blast.
They have a lot of fun, and they're competitive, too.
Well, they want to be the best.
I know.
Yeah, bragging rights are
huge.
Important.
Yeah. And sauces and everything.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a few minutes. Mayor, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the fair city of Staunton, my hometown. What's going on in Staunton now?
Right now, some construction projects and water mains, just, you know, trying to update the infrastructure we got going on. Trying to get together a district to help the downtown area, help bring businesses in and things like that. Other than that, right now it's a busy time with all these events. Like I said, we went from Wing Fest to
the homecoming,
the fire, which is the firemen's. They do a great, and they right. actually did a great job this mm-hmm. year. And then with the fireworks and that, and then now this event, and then in September we have our annual art fair, which does well too. It's maybe I think 12 bands maybe, and then art and stuff. And so that's been really good.
The downtown area almost had a scare with the fire of the across the street from Sullivan's, didn't it?
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah, the firemen did a very good job of putting that out.
And that says a lot. You've got
good volunteer fire.
My family was an example. We had a shed, our neighbor's shed, burnt down behind my family's house. And they were there pronto and took a bad situation and made it all right. And they're top notch. And you got to have that. You've got to have a strong police force, and you've got to have a strong or excellent fire department to make a city go.
Right.
And
we're getting start. The hospital's going to start a renovation. I want to say it's around $13 million. So there's a lot of things going on right now in town. Trying to improve the city.
That's a hidden asset to Staunton, having that hospital still active, isn't it?
Yes.
And I know they've got a lot of things planned for the hospital with the renovations and that. And it just seems like things are moving in the right direction. And it's good. It's good every once in a while to come back home, to see the hometown again. And Saturday, I'll be back in town. We'll be broadcasting from the Rib Fest in the afternoon, I think sometime after 2 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock, I'm yours, so I'll be ready to rock and roll. Who are the judges this year?
Let's see. Bill Beckham's a judge.
Ooh.
AJ Bagalio.
Tracy Favor.
David Rucker. Tracy Favor. I have the list here somewhere. Jay Duggar.
Maybe we shouldn't be telling that so people go out and...
Yeah, no bribing of the judges.
No bribing the judges.
That's
there
true.
Are secret codes for the ribs anyway, so you have no chance
true.
Of influencing.
Yeah.
There's a very complicated
Actually,
process
Ryan does
this.
A great system with that. With there's no way they could ever know whose
no,
ribs
there
they are.
Is not. Unless they
no, you do. Yeah, and it's... Very top notch, and I don't even think that. Yeah, the judges don't even know.
No.
Only Ryan knows how that. Happens.
Only I know.
Is it hard to find judges for this thing?
Oh no.
Every year I get people that ask me, and I'll give Ryan a couple judges. But yeah, there's usually
once
people.
Once someone does it, they want to do it every year.
Okay, now.
But I don't want to do
yeah,
that.
Now you just hurt my feelings. Now you just hurt my feelings there, Ryan. Come
no, on. Tobin gets special treatment. He's my personal judge. He's the rock
judge.
Of the judge.
Special celebrity judge. There you go.
And it is fun.
It's great.
And
fun.
It's the only time of year I eat ribs, because after I judge, I'm done with ribs. So what's up now?
Just wanted to give a shout out to some sponsors we've had.
Go ahead.
First National Bank in Staunton with a generous donation, and they let us use their Big Ten every year for the wristband selling. The Boeing Bicycle Club gave us a nice donation. The City of Staunton, of course, have done tons of work on this. We'll have Chick Fritz Distributing. They helped us out with the tent. Donawald Distributing will be there. Madison Communications is providing free Wi-Fi Saturday.
So you can send your tweets.
Exactly. Yep.
Send your tweets from the Rib Fest.
Yep. Bill's IGA. Bill takes care of all the food, and all I have to say, are we on? And he says, we're on, and then he takes care of all of that.
Is he still doing the watermelon this year, too?
I don't think so. Okay. I think he's just doing the ribs and so he does the sides for the serving, too.
Okay.
And Gitter Dunn Graphics has been a big help this year. He made our T-shirts, which were sponsored by Vape Easy Lounge, Massanelli Real Estate, Brian Lukatich, Gitter Dunn Graphics, and Napa McKay Auto Parts.
Okay.
And that's our sponsors.
All right. It's hard to believe. It's Saturday.
So close.
So close, but yet so far away. And when Saturday gets here, it's over like that. And that's one thing, the street crew and that. Cause I like going driving downtown on the Sunday. You don't even know what happened. You guys do that great of a job of cleaning up after the Rib Fest. You don't even know that it happened. And that's incredible. So
it's very impressive.
Yeah. We will be out there Saturday afternoon, part of the Staunton Rib Fest and the Tour de Donut. And Kara, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in, talking with us about the tour. Ryan Craig, it's always a pleasure having you in, talking with us about the Rib Fest. We'll be out there Saturday afternoon. Staunton will definitely be the place to be. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest once again, Kara Dexheimer. Ryan, see, I always want to call you Kara Crook.
I always do.
Kara Dexheimer, Ryan Osupik, and Craig Niehaus were our guests. And coming up next week, we've got representatives for the Old Time Tractor Show. We'll be on the program next week. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.